Encores from the Bell Telephone Hour.
Good evening. I'm Donald Voorhees. There's only one musician out of the hundreds who played on the Telephone Hour who never missed a season with us since his radio debut in July of 1951. He's the brilliant American pianist, Grant Johannesson. Grant is an all-American product. He was born in Salt Lake City, grew up in the Midwest, and has been associated with many of the top American music festivals, including the ones at Tanglewood, Aspen, Ann Arbor, and the Hollywood Bowl. His musical tastes are quite international, though. So let's begin with a Chopin favorite, the famous Revolutionary Etude. When Grant Johannesson was an undergraduate of the University of Utah, his talents so impressed Robert Cassadesus that the great French pianist immediately took him on as a scholarship student. As a matter of fact, it was Cassadesus who first recommended Grant to me as a guest for the Telephone Hour. And I remember Grant telling me later that it was Cassadesus who inspired his special love for the music of Schumann. Here's Grant now playing two beautiful Schumann miniatures, Prophet Bird from the Forest Scenes and the fantasy piece called Soaring.
Thank you.
Before we return to the keyboard artistry of Grant Johannesson, let's hear an instrumental number played by the Bell Telephone Orchestra. This is the Dance of the Comedians from Smetana's folk opera, The Bartered Bride. The comedians in this case being circus clowns at a village festival. Smetana's Dance of the Comedians. I'll be back with more encores from the Bell Telephone Hour after this message.
I reckon the first thing I noticed about your face...
Sterling Moss, the world-famous racing car driver.
You know, no matter how many numbers you've got to dial, your telephone system doesn't often foul them up. There's no waiting for hours to get a call through and then finish up with the wrong number anyway. You get the right one at the first go. From my point of view, that's pretty unusual. I wonder if you Yanks realize just how lucky you are.
It isn't so much our telephones, Mr. Moss. It's our telephone network that makes the difference. The most extraordinary communication system in the world. It can take your call and, in a wink, Switch it to any one of 102 million other telephone devices. On our nationwide network, anything goes. People talk, computer talk, pictures and drawings, anything. Instantly, anytime, anywhere.
You're anywhere, anything, anytime network. AT&T.
Grant Johannesson, as I've already noted, is a kind of anti-specialist. He plays music of every period and style with equal assurance. But Telephone Hour audiences were especially taken with his dashing performances of romantic music. I think you'll understand what I mean as we listen together to one of Grant's most exciting Telephone Hour interpretations, the first movement of Rachmaninoff's second piano concerto.
Thank you.
quite a performance. Grant Johannesson and the Bell Telephone Orchestra with the first movement of the Piano Concerto No. 2 in C minor by Sergei Rachmaninoff. I'll be back after this word from the telephone company.
Footsteps. How many could you save if you had the convenience of extension phones? For only pennies a day, you can have a phone within a reach instead of a walk. Upstairs, downstairs, kitchen, bedroom, family room, anywhere you spend a lot of time. Extension phones help stamp out extra footsteps. And there's a variety of style and color phones to choose from. There's the new Trimline phone that fits in the palm of your hand. Pick it up and the dial comes to you. To hang up and dial again, just push a button on the handset. You don't have to put the phone down. Or you can choose the elegant princess phone with a dial that lights up. There are wall phones and standard desk sets, too, and colors to blend with any room. So call your Bell telephone business office and see how easy it can be to get an extension phone and stamp out those extra footsteps.
This is Donald Voorhees. I do hope you enjoyed our piano performances by Grant Johannesson tonight. And, of course, that you'll be with me again next week at this same time when the beautiful singing of Bidusa Yao highlights our encores from the Bell Telephone Hour.